Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Sounded like it was on.
This is Micah.
Co-founder and CEO of Suckas.
We just went to the liquor store, and this guy was like yelling at us.
Hey, you!
And I'm like, no, I don't have any money. No, I don't. He was like,
you've won the honor of embarking on a great and noble quest.
I got tipped $5 to go get him some Tums because he had COPD.
Well, actually, Tums and COPD don't go together. He just couldn't walk.
I thought this was like a medication for it.
Tums is for heartburn.
You know, everything's connected in the human body.
Well, I can't argue with that. You know, things are connected, but your lungs and your heart
are next to each other.
Wait, I don't even think heartburn is in the heart. That's another lie. Doctors are lying to you. Heartburn isn't even in the heart.
Is it in the lungs?
It's in the stomach.
Which is connected to the lungs.
In what biology?
Objection! All in the same general vicinity. It's not like a toe.
Okay, yeah, it is. Okay.
It's like they're neighbors.
Yeah, there's some shit right there.
Thank you so much. I don't know why everyone is shitting on the sidewalk these days.
The first one was human feces. That one's animal feces.
You think that it was a different?
Unless someone has a really tiny asshole.
We should go back and study this.
Yep, that's definitely dog shit.
Are you sure?
Surrounded by Cheez-Its. Let me paint this picture for you. It's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 dog turds.
Is this human feces or animal feces?
I'm pretty sure that's animal feces.
All right, it's animal feces right next to whole Cheez-Its that are uncracked.
There's some that are quite cracked.
Okay, but like most of them are in pretty decent shape. There's flies on them. It's like 90 degrees outside.
You're going for the shit instead of the Cheez-It.
How stoned are you right now?
I'm actually not stoned at all.
We're just staring at shit and Cheez-Its on the ground.
Yeah, I feel like that's even worse not being stoned.
We need to keep walking. There's homeless people to look at. There's a guy screaming. Is that Josh Krebs?
He's chasing someone
off. You see the resemblance though, right?
I do. He just chased someone off the street.
That's what Josh does as well.
Seize him!
Hitting this dude's car.
Do you think that's his car? Are we going to get beat here? Let's go this way.
I think so.
I'm scared.
He's beating that car.
Oh my god, he's going insane. I'm scared.
It's too bad, man. It's too bad.
What's your least favorite thing about being a comic?
The amount of time that you have to put into it and the little rewards that you get at first.
Isn't that like everything?
That's what I'm learning now, is that's everything.
I hate it when people say, oh, that's a bit, you should use that in your set. I'm like, excuse me, I did not ask you. I am the professional.
And I don't really mind that.
If it's a friend, that's fine. If it's a comic, that's fine. But if it's a random ass person, I don't trust your judgment.
You just have to put up with people.
I'm a very good complainer.
Yeah, that's a very nice skill to have, especially in comedy.
Well, you know, because it's coming from a woman, it's not as funny.
So if I complained about everything, they would love it?
They would. They would cheer you on. They would be like, he's so right.
Everything's so hard. Everybody's so mean.
Yeah. No, that was not what I said at all.
I'm not saying what you're saying. I'm putting my own. But it's really mean. Other thing that kind of really grinds my gears about comedy, I feel like everybody's own eagle.
Kegels.
You just see them just clinching, and it's just so fucking distracting. I just can't handle all these kegels. Everybody's ego.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Like in comedy, like every comic has their ego and a lot
of.
Yeah,
no, mine is huge.
Yeah.
I can't even fit through certain doors. Like,
exactly.
We're talking
and that shit,
ginormous.
I
have to like deflate it so I can access buildings.
I'm like, Shannon, your head's so fucking big.
I can't really do anything about it. You're a very humble comedian. You could work on that.
I'm too humble.
Do you have any people who you fucking hate?
I used to have somebody that I hate, but then I became friends with them.
Yeah, how do you do that?
I used to hate several people down in the comedy scene, but now, like, they're pretty cool people.
Yeah, you're fucking square.
God damn it. It's like, maybe that guy at work said you're gay is right.
I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy.
Do you think that it's because that you're a male?
I think it's because of the mustache.
Oh, okay. I'll grow out mine.
Yeah.
I think that might help. And if I grow a penis.
I don't know. I thought people like chicks.
Not like them doing anything, if you know what I mean.
I do know exactly what you mean.
They just want you to stand there and look pretty.
Well, I have a theory. It's based on evolution right here. So guys, guys have to try to pick out having sex with women.
Because it's time for you to meet today's eligible bachelorettes. And here they are.
Pick it out. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Women are very picky when it comes to, like, having sexual partners, right?
Depends on the chick. I think some girls are easy.
Bachelorette number two is a cape-wearing girl from the land of fancy. Although she lives with seven other men, she's not easy. Just kiss her dead, frozen lips and find out what a live wire she is. Come on. Give it up for Snow White.
Some girls are very picky, and so guys have had to develop these peacocking skills to try to...
To look prettier? Shower once a week?
Music, like guys who like do comedy, like, oh, I'm going to do this so I could get laid. Like, everything
I don't
that
think
guys
that ever
do
is to
get
laid.
Laid.
Everything?
Almost
but
everything.
But have you thought about being funnier?
Like, that's ever going to happen.
If I'm funnier than you, I'm not fucking you. Actually, I might. I might make an if you give me enough attention, maybe. I'll think about it. But then if the attention does not sustain after, then I just feel like I made a huge mistake.
All you have to do is just at least bang them once, and there you go. That's your whole goal, right?
It's not. No, because after you bang them, whatever it was that they were doing, like whatever ass kissing that they were doing, they're not doing it anymore. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does make sense.
And it's kind of like a huge buzzkill.
Have somebody like this. Say you have somebody who's a comedian, and the art of comedy, and the reason why men do comedy is because basically they all want to get laid.
Really? I didn't know that.
Basically with art, music, everything, the reason why it's mostly dominated by men is because it's more like peacocking skills. Like they're all trying
to... I thought it was just because like you guys like are really competitive.
That too. And the reason why we're competitive... It's because we're all trying to get laid. And we don't realize
it. Yeah, but you don't need to compete against me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one who has the lay. Maybe
you can tell Lord Farquaad that if he wants to rescue me properly, I'll be waiting for him right here.
I don't get it.
Well,
when guys are mean to me and I'm like, aren't you here doing this?
Well, now at this point, it's all prehistoric thoughts. You know, we're not really thinking that we want to get laid, but it's all like our caveman brain.
Maybe I have to remind people about my vagina.
Hey, yo!
Hey, I actually am going to remove myself from this little banter that we have here because I have a vagina.
I feel like vaginas are very powerful. There's a great book you should read called The Vagina Monologue.
Yeah, is it just like a bunch of queefs or what?
It's about this queef who collected all the queefs from these other women.
Yeah, and she started bleeding.
It's a whole book about girls' vaginas. Yeah, there's one old lady
whose vagina swallowed a fly.
Yeah, they talk about old lady vaginas. And
yeah, no, I'm not excited about it.
It's an interesting book. Yeah, this lady never got an orgasm.
She never had an orgasm.
No, and when she had her first orgasm, she was like in her 70s and she cried.
She had a seizure. How do you never have an orgasm?
Well, she was 16.
She was with a bunch of amateurs for her whole life.
For real, she was 70 years old. Nobody knew anything about the clitoris. Oh, there's some shit right there.
Oh, would you look at that?
I don't understand how you can, like, not even give yourself one.
Well, she was scared to. You see, the thing is, she had...
It'll never come back!
She got wet one time. She was 16, and she was with this dude.
She actually just peed in her pants.
And, she got so wet that she started getting it on this dude's leather seat, and the dude made fun of her, and he's like, oh, you nasty bitch, get the fuck out of my car.
Really?
Yeah, and
that's
so
cause
it
he's
freaked
gay.
Her out. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was gay.
Straight guys would get really, like, not offended by this.
Fuck your leather seats.
Like, isn't that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, this lady was just traumatized from getting wet in this dude's car. So every time it happened, she got nightmares and PTSD about it.
He needs to be held liable for this.
But yeah, the vagina monologues.
Okay. It's a podcast?
No, it's a book about a bunch of vagina
stories. It should be a podcast so we can really hear the effects. So you read books. What's your favorite book?
The Pimp by Iceberg Slim.
Okay. And is it about like...
It's about this guy's life story of being a pimp.
Like a real one? Like a...
Yeah, like a real pimp. Like it was he was a pimp like back in the 40s. And it's a pretty... He beats one
girl.
You
know, I broke my leg. And somebody wrote on my cast, Limpin' Ain't Easy.
Pimping is a dying game, though.
Yeah, because power of the pussy.
Exactly, yeah. It was back then.
You don't need a middleman on that shit.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what are you doing here? I'm capable of organizing my own schedule, thank you, sir.
Yeah, that is exactly what happened.
That was the biggest scam ever.
And they knew it. They knew it.
I like The Game. Have you read that one?
The Game? What's that one?
That one's pertaining to society to pickup artists. Very good read.
Nice.
I'm not a pickup artist, but I wanted to know if I was ever being picked. I'm not.
Have you ever?
Now every time somebody's mean to me and I'm like, all right, he's nagging me. He likes me.
And no, you just find out that he's a dick.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man?
The Muffin Man.
Yes, I know the Muffin Man. Who lives on Drury Lane?
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.